Shavuot and the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the Jewish world, Shavuot is about the giving of the Torah, but with spiritual wisdom and understanding, we know that that's not what it's about. It's about the gift of the Holy Spirit. Shavuot is about God the Father and God the Son giving us their Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a force. He is not an impersonal power. He is a person. He has mind, emotion, and will. He is a person, yet without a body. When we are saved, this great, holy, eternal person takes up residence in us. He lives in us. He dwells in us now and forever. He does many wonderful things for us. He unites us to God the Father and God the Son. We are united to the Father and the Son in a deep, deep way. How amazing is that? He unites us to the other sons and daughters of God, our fellow Christians and Messianic Jews worldwide and throughout time. He makes us into a new united humanity, an eternal loving fellowship. Very special. You belong to something very special in a very deep way. You are not alone, now or forever. The Holy Spirit enables us to be obedient to God, something the law can't do. The law is a great thing. The law is a great blessing. But by itself, law is weak. Lawmakers can pass the best laws, but that doesn't mean that the people they give the laws to will have the desire or the ability to obey those laws. For example, if Congress passed a law that all crimes must end tonight at midnight, I can guarantee that crimes will still be taking place tomorrow morning. Law does not have the power to change human hearts or give people the desire or the ability to fulfill that law. But the Holy Spirit enables us to be obedient. He enables God to write His law, His teachings, His principles on our hearts at a very deep level. At the core of who we are able to know God and want to do what God wants us to do. We have a new desire to obey God, to please the Lord. We don't want to do anything that displeases Him or offends Him. And then the Spirit who is living in us gives us the power to do what God wants us to do and the power to not do what God doesn't want us to do. The Holy Spirit enables us to be obedient, something that the law by itself could never do. The Spirit guides us into all truth. He teaches us everything we need to know about God and about salvation and how to live for God. He helps us understand the Word of God and apply it to our lives. He guides us into all the truth. He gives us a new nature. Human beings come into this world with a sin nature, a sinful nature, a nature that is damaged, twisted, corrupted, perverted, a nature that is hostile to God, a nature that is inclined to disobey, to do wrong, to rebel. a nature that is incompatible with the holy, righteous God. The Holy Spirit creates a new nature in us, a nature that is like God's nature. He helps us be born again and receive a new godly nature. The Spirit enables Yeshua to live in us and produce fruit in us, good results in us. He said, "Live in me, and I will live in you. Abide in me, I'll abide in you. Live in me, I'll live in you." And Yeshua lives in us by his Spirit living in us. Live in me, and I will live in you. For a branch can't produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you can't be fruitful unless you live in me, are connected to me, attached to me, living in me. I'm living in you by my Spirit. I'm the vine. You're the branches. Those who live in me and I live in them will produce much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. The old nature produces bad fruit, bad consequences, but the Spirit working through our new nature produces good fruit in us, the kind of fruit that Yeshua exemplified: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The Spirit enables Yeshua to live in us and produce fruit in us. Because he is the Spirit of Yeshua, the Spirit influences us to become more and more like Yeshua. So many people waste so much of their time, their talents, their treasures on unimportant things, on things that won't last, on bad things. The Spirit changes all that. He helps us love what Yeshua loves, want what Yeshua wants, value what Yeshua values. So then, we are able to use our time, our talents, and treasures on the important things, the best things, the things that will last, the things that will be rewarded in eternity. The Holy Spirit influences us to become more like Yeshua and use our time, our talents, and treasures like Yeshua did. The Spirit encourages us to love and seek God, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The Spirit encourages us to continue Messiah's mission of world evangelism and building Messiah's community. The Spirit encourages us to proclaim the gospel to everyone we can, and love the people in Messiah's community. The Spirit does more. He gives us assurance that God is our Father and we are his children. Rabbi Paul wrote, "Now we call God Abba, Father. For his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children." So our spirit, which is the essence of who we are, our spirit understands that we are a child of God. We have a close, personal relationship with the living God, that God is our Father, that we are one of his children. We're a son. We're a daughter. The Spirit gives us that sense, that assurance that we really belong to God. He's our Father. We have that relationship with him. In good times, but also in difficult times, the Spirit gives us that assurance in his still, small voice. Yes, you really are a child of God, even when you sin. You're not perfect yet. You miss the mark. You fall short. You make mistakes. Nevertheless, God is your Father, and you are his child, now and forever. The Spirit gives us that wonderful assurance that God is our Father and that we are a son, a daughter. The Spirit helps us pray. He helps us talk to God in a good way. He helps us pray good prayers that God will hear and answer. That's primarily what praying in the Spirit means. Spirit helps us pray good prayers that God will hear and answer. And the Spirit helps us pray without words at times, since we don't always know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that can't be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying through these groanings, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. We're sad, we're upset, we're suffering. We sigh, we moan, we groan. The Spirit of God, living in us, knowing all things, feels our pain. He empathizes with us. He groans with us. And he tells God the Father, your child is sad. Your child is upset. Your child is suffering. Please do something about it. God the Father hears the Spirit, understands what the Spirit is saying, and addresses the issue. He will end the sadness and the suffering. But in his time, and in his way. Until that happens, we need to faithfully, patiently endure. We live in a satanically controlled world that is in rebellion against God and is under a curse. You know that. We need help living in such a world to arrive safely at our glorious destination. The Holy Spirit is the one who does that for us. He seals us for the day of redemption. When someone seals something, it shows that that thing that is sealed is under the sealer's authority. When someone seals something, puts his seal on it, it prevents that thing from being tampered with. We have been sealed by the Holy Spirit of the living God. There is no force in the universe that is able to break that seal. The Spirit's wisdom and power and presence guarantee that we will arrive safely at our eternal destination, eternal life. How wonderful is that? When we are saved, we receive the Holy Spirit. That happens at the moment of salvation. That's at the essence of salvation. After that, we need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to live in the Spirit every day, every hour. moment by moment. When we are filled with the Spirit, we will be aware of God, alive to God, dead to sin. We will want to resist temptation. We will want to sing a new song to the Lord. We will want to read the Bible. We will want to pray without ceasing. We will want to talk to God all the time, throughout the day. Stay in touch with Him, talk to Him, thank Him for His many blessings. Praise Him for who He is and all the great things He does and will do. Ask Him to help us and help others that we are concerned about. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will be concerned for the lost, like Yeshua is concerned for the lost. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will be bold and courageous. We will make evangelistic opportunities happen. We will not wait for them to happen. We will make them happen. We will take the initiative. We'll be bold and courageous, unashamed to talk about Yeshua. We will take control of conversations and situations and direct people to Yeshua. We will love our brothers and sisters and want to give our time, our talent, and treasures to help our brothers and sisters in the community of Yeshua that God places us in particular. Christianity, Messianic Judaism, is really so simple. Be filled with the Spirit. That's it. So, let's turn to God, be saved, receive the Holy Spirit, that new nature, and then be filled with the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit every day, every hour, moment by moment. It's not always easy to do. There are times when we will sin. That can't be living in the Spirit when you're sinning. There are times that we will drift away from God and we're not filled with the Spirit. When that happens, and it will, we turn to God, we admit that we're not filled with the Spirit, that we've strayed, that we've sinned, that we've drifted away. We admit it, we confess it, we acknowledge it. We thank God that there is forgiveness and cleansing from all of our sins. Then God will forgive us and He will renew us and help us to be filled with His Spirit once again. The great message of Shavuot is receive the Holy Spirit and then live in the Spirit. Amen.